Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world draped with the shadow of environmental cataclysm, the disappearing insect march beats a somber rhythm. Within our concrete jungles and across silent fields, a silent exodus unfolds, a dirge to the demise of our planet's tiniest denizens. They began their quiet departure unnoticed, but their absence now thunders through the food chains that uphold the world as we know it. Once bountiful, the Earth's insect populations have plummeted, leaving a void where a busy hum used to reside. We barely took note of their industrious ballet. Now, we stand in the chilling quiet, wondering where the performers have gone. This is not an isolated act. It's a disturbing trend mirrored globally, a universal fade to black for the insect world. Dr. Alexei Dryden's work previously illuminated the critical roles of pollinators, creatures that once seemed as eternal as the rising sun, now fading faster than twilight shadows. With the bleak parade, we advance the narrative to encompass all insects, from the soil-dwelling engineers to the masters of aerial acrobatics, each an irreplaceable gear in Earth's grand machine. Why the diminishment? The culprits are multifold and merciless. Climate change scorches and floods their habitats, while pollution poisons their homes. Pesticides, perhaps aimed at pests, ensnare benign bug and vital pollinator alike. Urban sprawl crushes the wild places where they once flourished, and light pollution disorients the nocturnal voyagers. Entomologists are now akin to coroners, performing autopsies on ecosystems. We analyze the demise of the insect world not to solve a mystery, but to document a tragedy, remarks a leading researcher whose countenance tells of many sleepless nights spent documenting declines. The repercussions of our neglect cascade through all trophic levels. Birds starve, fishes falter, crop yields dwindle. We've unraveled intricate threads woven over eons. In so doing, we're pulling apart our own lifeline. If insects perish, so do we. Is not just a dire prediction, but the echoing verdict of nature's court. Solutions seem as intangible as the gossamer wings they would save. Ecological corridors? They're but patches on a tattered tapestry. Genetic modification? An arrogant assumption that we can rewrite codes that lifetimes of evolution have perfected. Pesticide management? It requires a systemic shift that we've been loath to make. Decrying the apocalypse is no longer a trope. It's become our reality. We watch powerless as lepidopterans, once coloring our world with their vibrant hues, now fade into myth. Will future children know the bee's diligent dance or only its fossilized memory, encased in amber? Each insect lost is a funeral march for the planet's vigor, another note in the requiem we seem determined to score. The bleak parade moves on, an invisible procession beneath our feet, as we continue to dance ignominiously atop the very essence of our nature. Only when you stand within a meadow and hear the profound silence where there once was symphony, can the magnitude of this march truly hit home. And by then, lamentably, the parade may have passed us by. The last floats vanished into the dusk, leaving behind a world poised precariously on the precipice of being bereft of bugs and bereft of hope.